Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, 7-Eleven Brock Hunter.
What day is it?
Yeah, the world you're living in right now after that massive hangover, I'm sure you lost track of what day it is. You're already in a rough spot.
I don't want to talk about it. You can hear it in my voice. I'm still... My wife the other night was like, "Dude, you sound like your father." My dad does that a lot.
I think he's dead. Yeah, I was a little concerned about this. You know, turning you on this morning, seeing if it was gonna be if you were gonna be there. If I was just gonna hear silence, just crickets. Yeah. If Andy was over at your house picking you up.
Andy, love that guy.
Love that guy. The dead guy guy.
The date guy. I saw him over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know what, dude? I went to bed at like 7 o'clock last night, so I'm
good
I'm
to
up
go.
And ready to go.
You got 13 hours of sleep. Nice job, buddy. all right, folks, let's get to it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump, pump it out.
Pump it out.
Well, Antonio Banderas turned 60 today, and he received an unwanted gift, COVID-19. The Spanish actor tweeted today in Spanish that he is celebrating his birthday in quarantine today because he tested positive for the coronavirus. He says, quote, "I would like to add that I feel relatively well, just a little more tired than usual and confident in recovering as soon as possible following the medical indications that I hope will allow me to overcome this infectious process that I suffer and that is affecting so many people around the planet." I wish him a speedy recovery. Love that guy. He's one of the actors that was in a lot of movies, me growing up.
You got a question for you.
Yeah.
When you're good.
Yeah.
Question for you. So is it a requirement, like when you go get tested and say, all right, you're negative or you're positive, whatever you are, like, do you have to disclose? Like, do you have to tell people?
I think so. I mean, it's what most people going into it. I mean, if you're going to quarantine for 2 weeks, you probably got to let some people know. And if you were in contact with people before, you got to let them know. So they go,
right.
Because if you don't tell anybody, then they're just going to go about their business and they could be, you know, contagious at that point. So, yeah, I think so.
I always wanted that, too, because it was like, you know, like especially being like a high profile actor or like, a singer or something, where a lot of people know you. There's a lot of people rallying around you. And it's like, why don't some of these guys just go into quarantine? Take care of it. But do you have to put it on Twitter?
Well, maybe it's good to get out there, especially if you're going to use that platform to say, like, look, I tested positive, so I'm going in quarantine. Be like me. Don't go out there just because you know
like
what I
that.
Mean?
I
so maybe try
that.
To spread the positive message of, hey, you know, do it right. You know, don't go out to a bar and hack on people or anything like that. So He's another...
I just wouldn't want people to like being around, and be like, ah, get away, stay away from me, you know.
Which you should be. You should stay away from someone
right,
who has
absolutely.
It. You know, yeah. Just go sit in your room for 2 weeks, let it pass, and then then you'll be all right. Then we can come back out. So we'll see. Yeah. He's one of those guys. Kind of funny. All the years that he's been in movies, he still has one of the hardest accents to understand. It's like, man, you've been speaking English for how long? And I can't tell. And it sounds like you just learned it.
It's like the same thing with Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you've been in America your whole life.
Yeah.
You still talk like that, huh?
Arnold. Right. Doesn't matter. He talks like this constantly. Air.
Give these people air. What? Air?
California.
Air.
Air. So anyway, well wishes to Antonio Banderas to a speedy recovery. So Amazon, obviously we all know and love Amazon. Or either you love them or you hate them. Well, I think we can say safely that they did have a part with the killing of the malls. Well, now they want to add insult to injury because Amazon is in the talks with Simon Property Group, the biggest mall owner in the U.S., to turn empty Sears and JCPenney stores into Amazon fulfillment centers. Now, think about this, Hunter. We already are pretty spoiled because there's a fulfillment center in South Bend. And there's one in Milwaukee. So there have been times where I've gotten same-day delivery. certain mm-hmm. things, I order it, I get it that same day because they already got it in stock down in South Bend. So mm-hmm. if they take that JCPenney here at the mall and they turn mm-hmm. it into a fulfillment center, we could get stuff like same day, like same hour delivery, which is awesome. I'm guilty of it. I'm an Amazon pawn. Like, I love it. I love Amazon Prime. I will always pay for it. They could keep raising the price. I mean, not too much more because it's already gone up to, like, I think I got it originally at, like, what's it like originally like $80, and now it's like $120. But it pays for itself in my mind. It really does.
So, all right. So, here's the paper, Brock. There's only two answers, yes or no. And on the top it says, do we change the Orchards Mall into an Amazon warehouse? What are you marking?
Yes.
100%, right?
Yeah, 100%. One, it'll put some jobs in there. All right? There's going to be jobs. Two, there's actually going to be some money going to that area. Maybe they'll fix it so it's not like driving through the Grand Canyon when you go through there.
That's so true. Am I in a different country when you drive through that parking lot?
It is so true. Nuts. It's just, it seems like whenever you go through, like sometimes we all do it, we cheat and we try and cut through, but I would rather take the extra time to go around because the last time I went there, I blew out 3 tires on my truck. It was insane. Dude.
Tumbleweeds. I didn't even know there were tumbleweeds in Michigan.
I saw Eva Knievel getting ready to jump over one of the potholes, for God's sakes. It was insane.
It was insane.
I'm all for it.
I'm all for it too, man. You know what that means? Drone delivery in this area as well.
Yeah.
Are they doing that? They're doing that, aren't they?
They've tested it out in some other markets. I don't ever see that catching on because you always bring up the point, too, that I couldn't imagine having all these drones flying around. Like, it's not going to end well.
Do they have Amazon stores, like, where you can walk in and shop, right? They have that, don't they?
No. They've tested out, like, the grocery stores. But that kind of defeats the purpose of the whole online thing. And if they do brick and mortar, you know, it's kind of like, eh. You know, okay.
Dude, could you imagine shopping? Because you understand how many... Dude, I can't... Like, I bought a converter plug the other day for an e-bike. Like, dude, you cannot find... Like, there's no way. Mm-hmm. Of course they have it. They have it in South Bend, and I get it the next day. And, then, like, the whole time I'm thinking, dude, what if you just took a day to browse through that warehouse? Like, the amount of different things that they have.
Awesome. Be so
like,
awesome.
Like Costco and those big, huge stores have a lot of things.
Yep.
But, dude, nothing compared to what an Amazon warehouse is.
It's like in 40-Year-Old Virgin, you know the scene where she has that eBay store mm-hmm. and you got Jonah Hill in there and he wants to buy the stripper heels with the fish inside of them. And he's mm-hmm. like, well, I want these. I want to buy these. She's like, okay, yeah, we'll just go to my link on eBay. And he's like, but I'm here now. Can I buy them just here now? I feel like that's how the Amazon store would be. Like, you could, everything would be on the shelves, but you still got to go online and buy it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
How big are these warehouses, dude?
Oh, man, they're massive. They're massive.
I feel like it's like the Matrix when he says, hey, I want to learn blah, blah, blah. And all like the things come. Yeah. Like the endless row of whatever.
And there you go.
Guns. That was the gun part, wasn't it?
The gun part, yeah.
We need guns.
Chalk up another billion for Bezos.
Yeah, right.
One more for him. All right, that's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.